Sarks and the Thorn. It was a beautiful, sunny summer morning when young Sarks, the corn plant, finally pushed himself up through the earth. He felt the sun's rays warm him up, making him feel safe and secure in this new world. "Ah," Sarks sighed, "I'm so glad to be alive."
"Hi," said a sweet voice.
"Finally up, I see."
Sarks jumped, quickly looked all around him. Then he noticed a beautiful cat smiling at him.
"Don't be scared," the cat said kindly. "My name is Sophia, and I watch little Johnny Waters planting you. I've been waiting for you to come up."
"Oh," Sarks said in surprise.
"You mean I'm here because someone put me here?"
So Sophia smiled gently. "Yes, this is Johnny's second year for having his own garden. He's a good gardener. He'll take really good care of you."
"Take good care of me?" echoed Sarks. "Why does anyone have to take care of me?"
Sophia shook her head and replied,
"Sarks, you may as well be told now. Life isn't all basking in the sun. There's going to be some hard times ahead. Johnny and his parents have gone on vacation for at least 3 weeks. If you are careful and on your guard, you will grow to become a big, beautiful corn stalk, and maybe make 3 or 4 cobs of corn for Johnny to eat. But Sarks, if you want to do that, then don't let any weeds, no matter how nice they seem, grow beside you. Even the smallest weed will soon grow big enough to choke you to death."
Sarks was scared. "Well, what do I do if one tries to grow beside me then?"
"You have to choke it off first, Sarks, while it is still small and helpless." For the next few days, Sarks was really worried about weeds. He couldn't even sleep at night.
What if one started growing while he was asleep and started choking him before he woke up?
But nothing happened, and Sarks started to think he was going to be a lucky plant and have the whole little garden for himself. Then one morning, when Sarks woke up, he saw a strange prickly plant beside him.
"Who are you?" he asked shakily. "Don't you know this is my garden?"
The new plant grinned and said with a drawl, "I'm Thelma. What are you shaking for? I'm not going to hurt you."
Sarks looked surprised.
"Well, Sophia said that I shouldn't let a weed grow beside me because I'd get choked."
Thelma giggled.
"Oh, she must have been trying to scare you. I won't hurt you. In fact, I'll help you."
"How will you help me?" asked Sarks.
"Well, you see, I'm a very special plant. I have a very big root system, as I belong to a whole family of thorns and we are all joined together. So I can get water even when all other plants are drying up. Of course, I'll be quite happy to share with you. I also have special prickles that will keep away anything. You, Sarks, with your bare skin, won't last very long around here. Too many animals would just love to take a bite of you. So, if you let me grow here, I'll protect you with my prickles too."
Sarks was quite convinced. He supposed that Sophia had never met thorns before. She didn't know how kind and generous they were. He'd still be a big, beautiful corn plant and grow lots of corn cobs. In fact, he thought he'd be the best ever. No other corn plant could have had such a good helper.
Well, the days went by. Nice, sunny, warm days with a few little showers now and then. Just perfect for little plants to grow in. Sarks was getting bigger and bigger every day. He was at least 10 inches tall by now. But Thelma, she was going to be a really big girl. Already she was 4 inches taller than Sarks, and she still was sprouting up. It was starting to feel a little uncomfortable for Sarks, but he didn't want to say anything. One of these days he knew he was going to be glad, so he'd just be patient until then. Then one morning, Sarks woke up with a very dry stem. Some of his roots felt like there was something wrapping all around them. Sarks wondered for a moment if he was sick. Then he thought that it must be that he was drying up. He decided to ask Thelma for some water, since she could always get it.
"Thelma," he asked politely, "I'm really getting dry. Could you please bring me some water?"
Sarks heard a cruel laugh
and looking up at Thelma, he was horrified. She had changed so much. She looked more evil and mean than he could ever have imagined. In a mocking voice, she sneered, "Get you some water? Did you really believe that? Listen, you little fool. There happens to be some great nutrients around your roots, and I need them. So I've got to get rid of you." Sarks couldn't believe his ears. But now there was nothing he could do. He was too tangled up to even move. He could only hope that someone or something would save him. Meanwhile, Thelma kept on growing at a tremendous pace. Her thorns were sticking into his stem and leaves, and her roots were choking off more and more of his roots. That night, Sophia came up to the garden to check on things. She started crying when she saw Sarks. "Oh, Sarks, how could you have let that thorn take over you like that?" Sarks looked up mournfully. It was very painful to talk, but he managed to whisper, "She told me that she would bring me water and protect me from animals that would want to eat me. I thought maybe you had never heard of thorns." Sophia shook her head sadly. "Well, Sarks, there's still some hope left. Don't give up yet. Johnny and his parents should be coming home soon. If they get back tomorrow, they can probably save you. Otherwise, you're going to die, Sarks. There's just no way around it." Sarks didn't sleep at all that night. He could hardly even hold up his leaves. Even his stem was getting weak. How he wished he'd listened to Sophia's words and choked off the thorn before it had even a chance to speak. He wondered how Johnny would feel when he saw this little corn plant underneath a huge, cruel thorn. Maybe there wouldn't even be gobs of any corn for Johnny this year. All because Sarks didn't listen to Sophia's warning. When finally, Sarks heard voices. A young boy and a woman. "Oh, Mum, I can't wait to see my garden. Do you think my corn plant will be up yet?" "Oh, yes, Johnny," said his mother. "It will probably be up to your knees." Johnny came running over to the garden and then stopped in his tracks. Sarks saw the pained look on his face when he saw the big thorn beside his little corn plant. "Oh, Mummy," Johnny cried, "there's a huge thorn killing my little corn." His mother rushed over and exclaimed, "Oh, those thorns are so cruel. But it might have a chance yet. It's still green. If we can just get that thorn out." John's mother knelt down and began carefully digging the soil away from around the thorn. "You know, Johnny," his mother began, "this is such a good example of what we just read about in the Bible readings a couple of nights ago. Do you remember the lesson in the parable of the sower and the seed?" Johnny nodded. "Dad said, the seeds that got choked by thorns were like what happens when people get too busy to think about God. They spend all their time having fun with their friends, playing games and going places. Or they spend all their time studying for school because they want to get the best marks and forget leaving time for learning about God." "That's right, Johnny," said his mom. "And it's not that those things are wrong to do, but they are wrong when we don't put God first and fill up our minds with His Word, because learning about Him is what will help us to be kind to people who are mean to us and to think of others first. It will help us to tell our friends about God's kingdom and to want it ourselves. Good things like that are the fruits God wants from us, just like we want big, beautiful corn cobs from this plant. But if we get choked by the cares and the pleasures of this world, we'll be just like this corn plant. And if the thorn doesn't get pulled out from around us, we will end up forgetting about God and not caring anymore. That would be terrible, because God doesn't have any places in His kingdom for people who love this world more than Him." John's mom finally got all of the thorn out, and then she carefully patted the soil back around the plant. "Now, John, you get some water, and just maybe he'll live." Sarks did live. He was fortunate, and he knew that and didn't forget it. Now he was very quick to choke the weeds before they choked him. He knew that it didn't take very long before those weeds would take over, no matter how nice and harmless they seemed at first.